Hello, and thank you for joining me for another episode on We Wellness Solutions, featuring holistic wellness for people and their pets. I'm your host, Arlana Tanner-Sabell. Welcome to We Wellness. This is Arlana. And today we're going to be discussing the vital role of providing agency in the lives of our pet. Animal agency is a concept that refers to the ability of animals to act independently and intentionally in their environment, rather than being passive or reactive. Different levels of animal agency can be distinguished based on how animals pursue their goals, how they learn from their experiences, and how they plan for their future. Animal agency is related to animal awareness and animal welfare, as it implies that animals have interests, preferences, and emotions that matter to them. This taken from Cambridge.org. In summary, it asks us to qualify that animals be allowed and encouraged to make decisions on their own, based on their own wants and needs. There is, of course, the knowledge that some behaviors need direction while living with us humans, such as what they can chew on and where it is appropriate for them to defecate. Also, our pets are not able to discern all the dangers that they may encounter in our world, and some of their needs may need to be modified just for their safety and perhaps for ours as well. But that should not take away from their need and ability to enjoy, grow, and experience life as the living sentient being that they are. It has been scientifically proven that when animals are given agency, they will become more independent and be able to make wise choices on their own. This is so incredibly important for the prevention of behavior challenges such as separation anxiety. If we look at our pets as though we are caring for a child, as though we are their guardian, we can see the value of this as empowering them, not controlling them. In the symphony of our lives, our beloved pets aren't merely passive players. They're active participants with unique personalities, preferences, and desires. After thousands of years, we are finally starting to understand the power of our symbiotic relationship and the need to treat our pets with the respect worthy of the powerful, sentient beings that they are. Granting them agency is an essential facet of responsible pet guardianship. Fostering a relationship built on mutual respect, trust, and enriched well-being. In this article, we delve into the significance of providing agency for our pets and the positive impact it has on their lives. It's so important that we give them the opportunity to express their innate desires and what they feel pulled to do. We can always direct them in a safe and loving way. But other than being born to be our companions, they still have their own unique and intricate personality. As we are trying to create a loving bond with our pet, it makes sense that we would want to honor these deep desires in our pet. It helps us to understand one another on another level when we participate and acknowledge the needs of a loved one. Having our needs met is empowering on every level, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritually. It lifts our mood, it improves our health, and it creates a stronger understanding of the world around us. It is the same for our pets. Animals that are scent-driven or born to dig, they need to be able to express their desires, or we may find that they express these things in a destructive and undesirable way. Just as with humans, when we are suppressed from what we have a deep desire to do, those needs can manifest in negative ways and can even present itself as depression. Not only is it empowering for you to offer your pet some say in how they live their life, The time you spend discovering these personal choices that your pet desires is probably giving them a true sense of appreciation of you and your ability to honor their needs. Could there be any more valuable gift? Let me share some ways that you can offer agency to your pets. Allow your pet to have some control over their meals. For instance, you can offer a variety of food options. You can let them choose what they eat. You can use interactive feeders and puzzle toys. Anything that might engage your pets in problem solving while they enjoy their meals. Exploration opportunities. Create a safe environment for your pet to explore, whether it's a designated play area, a cat tree for climbing, or an outdoor enclosure for small animals. Giving them space to foster a sense of exploration and independence. Yes, they might make a few mistakes, but that's how they learn and how they grow and how they learn to self-regulate. Toys and enrichment. So offer them a range of toys that cater to their different instincts and preferences. Discover what types of toys that your pet enjoys to play with. Maybe it's chasing, chewing, or pouncing. They all might like something a little different. Resting spots. Provide various comfortable places for your pet to relax and to sleep around your home or in their kennel, and just places where they can decide, make a choice that that's where they want to sleep. Cats, for instance, love having perches to observe their surroundings, but dogs may prefer a cozy corner or a quiet place in the house. Using positive reinforcement training methods empowers pets to perform desired behaviors. This encourages them to actively engage in learning and problem solving. Social interaction. Allow your pets to initiate some social interactions. If a cat approaches you for cuddles or a dog brings you a toy, respond positively to their cues, giving them the agency to seek the attention and to receive the reward. If possible, outdoor exploration. If you have a dog, allowing them to explore nature during walks can be very empowering. Allow them time to sniff around, choose the route, and engage with the environment. You can set the tone and the time, but let them live and be a dog, and exploring and sniffing is what they were born to do. Grooming and handling. Respect your pet's comfort level with grooming and handling. Allow them to communicate when they're ready and avoid forcing interactions that may cause stress. Do a little bit of homework with them before you go. Get them used to things that they might encounter when they're outside of the home. Anything you can do to help them feel safe and secure will also help to encourage the bond between you. Choice of a restroom area. For cats, providing multiple litter boxes or allowing them to choose where they're most comfortable, put it in a corner maybe, or if they seem uncomfortable, maybe a private litter box with a top on it is better for them. Environmental enrichment. Implement changes in the environment to keep things engaging. Change up their toys, rearrange the furniture, maybe even introduce new scents to stimulate your pet's senses. And veterinary visits. When possible, involve your pet in their veterinary care. Allow them to explore the clinic room, interact with the vet on their terms, and offer treats during the visit. If possible, take them there a couple times ahead of time just to sit in the waiting room and get used to the smells and the sounds. If you speak with your vet, they will quite often be open to that especially if they know that you're coming. By incorporating these strategies, you can empower your pet to be active participants in their lives, fostering a sense of agency that enriches their overall well-being and deepens the bond you share. If you would like to know more about how you can find the balance of agency with your pet, I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on my website, wewellness.solutions. Not only are you going to get powerful insights to deepen your bond with your pet, you will also get access to my new ebook, Understanding Your Pet's Behavior and How to Transform Your Relationship from Frustration to Joy. Thank you for joining me here today. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Blessings to you. Namaste. I hope you enjoyed today's talk. You can find more informative and inspiring articles here on this podcast channel, in my Facebook group, Potential Wisdom, or on my website, wewellness.solutions. Till next time, Orlana.